Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Hey John, how you doing this morning?
Well, doing pretty good now. So are you adapting to the new way of life?
It's a challenge, but then on the other hand, I don't mind staying at home.
Yeah, well, there you go. A lot of people, I think, feel that way, and that's the best way to look at it.
Well, I have a beautiful wife who's got plenty of reasons for me to stay home. So
there you go. So we're going to talk obviously about gardening, and this is Wayne. This is an ideal opportunity for people to get started who've thought about doing it for a while and said, "Well, I just don't have the time." And now, by golly, you've got the time.
80 years ago, we had victory gardens, and
that's right.
Nowadays, people are thinking about virus gardens, I guess.
Wow, haven't heard that term, but I don't know if I quite like that term, but the thought is a good one. The victory gardens of World War II, right?
Right.
Where people raised their own food because so much of the food and materials went to the military.
And,
right. So, raising your own food is no less valuable today, and again, it's a great opportunity with people at home to get started. And you were saying that you came across something on the health benefits of gardening.
Well, yeah. In these times where everybody's experiencing a lot of stress and such, gardening is really good to reduce stress, reduce blood pressure. You get out there, get a little vitamin D. You sleep better because of the additional activity. Strengthens up your hands and your arms. There's all kinds of things that will benefit you. Plus, you get fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I saw something or heard something the other day, and not all of our listeners, of course, are older folks, but some of them are, and that vitamin D is something that a lot of older people are deficient in. So there's another good reason to be out there in the sunshine. Now, you're recommending that even if you have a small space and you don't have a lot of room, and a lot of people who live in town don't have large backyards and so on, but you can do a lot in a very small space, and you recommend raised beds for
Yeah, that is true. First off, it frees you up from having to tear up the entire lawn,
right,
to put a garden in, and you start small that way. So maybe next year you lose the desire. So you haven't put that much into it, but you can really grow a whole heck of a lot of stuff into a raised bed. There's one concept called square foot gardening where you make up the bed. The bed's usually about 4 foot wide or 3 foot wide, and divide it up into square foot using a little string or something like that. And then in each square, you can plant something.
So you're saying as small a space as 4 feet by 4 feet?
Sure can.
Wow.
Sure can. You can get enough. Now, that's not enough for survival gardening.
Right.
It away. You're going to need a few more.
Yeah.
But 4 foot by 4 foot space is enough to provide some fresh vegetables for the table during the summer.
We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. What might you grow in a 4 by 4 foot raised bed garden?
Okay, you can do tomatoes. Yeah. And, of course, that's the number one thing that people grow. Peppers. You can put a little trellis up there and grow cucumbers. So there's a bunch of things you can grow. Things you can't grow is like corn, because corn uses a lot of space. Vining plants that you can't trellis, of course, are a no-no. My wife tried to grow, well, actually, she did grow pumpkins one time in a raised bed garden, and by the time the pumpkins were ready, it had taken over half the lawn.
Yeah. Now, when you say raised bed, you said you bring in new soil and you build it up.
Yeah, and it can be just about any height. In fact, some of them are actually put up on supports, so you don't even have to lean over, which is a good thing for elderly gardeners. A couple of 12-foot 2x10s, hack them off and make them 4x8s, and nail them together and fill it up with dirt.
Yeah. So obviously you can make it a bit larger if you wanted to, but something as small as 4 by 4, 4 feet by 4 feet would be good. And then you divide
it. Yeah, it's a good way to start. Okay,
yeah.
to make sure that you're going to be able to have the patience to grow a garden, because growing things like that does require some patience.
Yeah. I guess there's some videos online that would kind of give you some steps in doing this.
all the online is rife with all kinds of videos. The A&M website has some very good examples of how to build raised beds. There's all kinds of raised beds you can do. I have a friend who cut some 55-gallon plastic drums into, and he's using that for raised beds. So, you know, you'd be quite creative with it.
That's an interesting idea. So you would have, but you'd have separate drums then for your garden. Yeah. That's a great idea. Great idea. Now you say, go ahead. I'm sorry, I stepped on you there.
Okay. And then if you do get tired of it or you want to move it around, you can just move it around a little bit.
Right. Now you say one thing I think very good advice, and Wayne always provides me with some notes. Plant what you like to eat. That's good advice, Wayne.
Yeah, I would suggest you don't plant kale.
Well, now you know some people love kale,
but
really, if you're going to do this, it ought to be something that you're going to get some enjoyment out of.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, in a small space like that, you can plant green beans, you can plant radishes, lettuce, all kinds of salad stuff. Things that you can eat.
Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
John, it's been good talking to you. Glad you're feeling well.
Right. Wayne Bowman, Hutt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.